couple years. Achcha, 16 hours more than 2 years. More than 3 years? Approximately 3 years. Very nice. How many of you have read Bhagavad Gita as it is fully? No? Why not?
Especially those who have been chanting for more than 3 years, almost 3 years now. You should have hope. That should be a Vrindavan. By the time you come next visit to Vrindavan, you read all Bhagavad Gita, little by little. Okay?
Mm-hmm. You're all from different parts of India? How many are from this region? Banaras, Allahabad, Vrindavan. 3, 4. They're from?
Kanpur.
Near Kanpur. Kanpur.
Allahabad.
Allahabad.
Vrindavan, Murad.
Firozabad.
Murad.
Muradabad. And which other places are you all from?
Indore. Madhubani, Bihar.
Madhubani.
Vaishali.
Punjab.
Faizabad.
That's Ayodhya, friend.
Dhanbad, Jharkhand.
Dhanbad. So how are you finding your stay in Vrindavan? Not one moment left for Maya. Isn't it? Prabhupada used to say devotee's life means so busy in Krishna service that there is no place for Maya. Maya does not have any opportunity to enter. Maya doesn't need much place to enter. Just little bit of place you leave in your life, she will enter. The only way to keep Maya away is to be completely absorbed and engaged in various kinds of Krishna conscious activities. If you are absorbed and engaged, then you are protected. If you leave some time where you are lazy or not doing anything productive, then Maya will come. So one's entire 24 hours should be spent for Krishna service. For a devotee, everything in his or her life is meant for Krishna service. So Rupa Goswami has said, Tan naam rupa charitadi sukirtananu sukirtananu mrityo kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtham vade tadam rajmite nanugami kalam naed akhila mityupadesha saram iti upadesha saram. Sar means, what is the meaning of sar? Essence. Upadesha, instruction. So the essence of all good instruction is that one should be kalam nayed akhilam. Kalam akhilam, that means the entire time, 24 hours a day, should be engaged in what? Tan naam rupa charitadi sukirtananu mrityo. So Tan means referring to him, Krishna. Naam, Roop. Naam means name, Roop is form. Charita means his character, his pastimes, activities. Sukirtana. Not Dushkirtana. Dushkirtana means chanting. So when you chant the glories of Maya, that is Dushkirtana. how wonderful is that new hotel that has come? How wonderful is the new cinema that has come? That is mundane talk. Gramya katha. Ordinary mundane talk. But devotees should only talk and hear about Krishna. Tan nama rupa charita adi. Adi means etc. So everything connected to Krishna. That is everything. So many things are connected to Krishna. When you are talking about your devotional service, that is also talking about Krishna. You are talking about how much prasadam to serve, how much prasadam to cook, how many devotees are going to come, how to make arrangements for them, how to serve them nicely. That is also Krishna Katha. But then also we must sometimes directly hear about Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's glories, Krishna's abode, Krishna's name, all these things. So there should be Sukirtana. And there should be Anusmritya. Smritya means memory, remembrance of Krishna. How many times? One time? Or two times? Anusmritya means constant remembrance. So by constantly chanting about Krishna and hearing about Krishna, naturally we will constantly remember Krishna. Because you can only remember that which you are hearing about and talking about. You cannot remember any other thing. If you are constantly absorbed in mundane talk, then you will also remember those things. But if you are constantly absorbed in devotional service and hearing and chanting about Krishna, then you will automatically remember Krishna. Tam nama rupa charita adi sukirtana anusmritya kramena rasana manasi niyojya. Kramena, step by step. Rasami manasi niyojya, rasena. By such process, one should gradually engage one's tongue and one's mind. That is how the mind and tongue should be engaged. What is your, how do you hear actually something? With what do you hear? Please mark the question carefully. With what do you hear? You eat with your hands. You chew with your teeth. And your mouth. With what do you hear? Simple, no?
Yes.
Or is it difficult?
Ear and mind. Ear and mind.
What are the ears? You have all studied biology in school, no? What are the ears? It's simply a hole, isn't it? Simply a hole in the head, no? Is that correct? Yes, some things are there, some fluid is there, some membrane is there, so many things are there, but ultimately what is it? Two holes in the head. So the holes are genuine? Or the... It is the mind. Ultimately the sound is registering in the mind. The mind is perceiving the sound vibration. And the intelligence is then analyzing it. Okay. So therefore, when Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita says, Tan nama rupa charitadi sukirtana anusmritya kramena rasana manasi niyojya. Niyojya means to yunjate, to engage. What is that? Niyojya means to engage. So the tongue and the mind should be engaged like this. In constantly hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, remembering Krishna. Tishthan vaje. One should stay in vraj. एक दंडाता, तब अनुरागी जनानुगामी, तो वन शुड फॉलो इन द फुटस्टेप्स अनुगामी गमन. व्हाट इज गमन? गमन करना, जाना. अनुगमन मीन्स टू फॉलो, गमन मीन्स टू गो, अनुगमन मीन्स टू फॉलो. सो वन शुड स्टे इन व्रज वृंदावन एंड वन शुड फॉलो इन द फुटस्टेप्स जन अनुगामी. वन शुड बिकम द अनुगामी ऑफ होम. तद अनुरागी जन, those jana, those people who are anuragi. What is the meaning of anuragi? Who are deeply attached, deeply attracted to Krishna. So one should follow in the footsteps of such people by living in Braj. So what is the full verse again? Anyone remember this verse now? Tan naam roop charitadi sukhetananu mrityo kramen rasana manasi niyojya tishthan vraje tat anuragi jananugami kalam nayed akhilam iti upadeshasaram. Okay, so now you tell me, what is the essence of all good instruction for all of us? Who would like to say, summarize, without looking down in your notebook? Yes. Start from the beginning, don't start from the end. Footsteps are said in the end, you start from the beginning.
We observe in Krishna's name and pastime.
Okay, something more? Yes.
Because one should engage constantly in his mind and tongue in constantly hearing and remembering and talking of Krishna. Then one should live in Braja and one should follow the footstep of Anuragi. Anuragi means who is completely attached to Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Excellent. So when you say hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, remembering Krishna, what about Krishna should you remember and talk about? What is it about Krishna that you should hear? You complete the, you give a very good answer, but now you complete it. Little part was remaining.
His pastime, his name, his pastime, his activity.
Very good. So, Rupa Goswami has advised us that we should gradually, step by step, engage our tongue and mind in speaking about, hearing about, and constantly remembering the name, form, pastimes, activities, glories, abode, etc. of Krishna. And one should live in Braj and follow in the footsteps of those great devotees who are spontaneously attached to him. In this way, one should spend one's 24 hours. This is the essence of all good instruction. So this means that all of you now should cancel your tickets to go back to Banaras and you should stay in Vrindavan. We agreed, isn't it, that was the essence of all good instruction? Isn't it? Yes or no? Yes. Please, you can send somebody to cancel the ticket. Okay. Alright? Everyone now cancel your ticket and stay here. So what does staying in Braj mean? Mentally. Physically, if you are instructed to stay, or if you get the opportunity to stay by the blessings of the superiors, then it is fine. But otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us that Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Isn't it? So wherever you are, if you are thinking and remembering Krishna, and hearing about his pastimes with his loving devotees from Vrindavan, then automatically one is living in Vrindavan. So living in Vrindavan is not necessarily only a physical thing. If one is living here in Vrindavan and remembering some mundane thing in Delhi or Madras or Bombay, then what is the use? On the other hand, if somebody is living in Banaras, which is the headquarters of the Mayavadis, but one is remembering Krishna, then that is wonderful. And despite your body being in Banaras, your consciousness is in Braj. And therefore you are following Rupa Goswami's instruction. So who are those Anuragi devotees? These Anuragi devotees are those who lived with Krishna here in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago. All the cowherd boys, all the young gopis, all the older gopas and gopis, and all the other animals and birds of Vrindavan, the trees, the cows, the peacocks, all of them are devotees of Krishna in Braj. These are the Anuragi devotees, extremely attached to Krishna. That was 5,000 years ago. And then, devotees who participated in Krishna's Leela also appeared in the Lord's Leela when Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they all had their roles to play in Gaur Leela. So many of the gopis and their assistants, they became associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we hear about the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can follow in their footsteps also. And more specifically, we can follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu specifically instructed them to come and live in Vrindavan. And they came here at different times and lived here for a long period. What are the names of the six Goswamis? Remember? Oh, yes. Jiva Goswami, very good. So these are the six Goswamis. But apart from them, there were also other Goswamis who lived here. Some came before them also. Do you know the names? Anyone?
Lokanath Goswami.
Then? Bhugarbha Goswami, very good. And some others also came at different times. So these are also the exemplary devotees in whose footsteps we have to follow. So not just the devotees who lived in Vrindavan with Krishna 5,000 years ago, but also the devotees who lived here in Vrindavan, like the six Goswamis and the other associates of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri. They are also our ideals. Ideals means others. They are our examples to follow. So we have to become Anugami of these Anuragi Jana. These Anuragi Bhaktas who have shown us the way. Actually, following in the footsteps of the six Goswamis is more important than even the mood of the residents of Vrindavan and Krishna's time, because the six Goswamis are teaching us how to actually practice here. So they also did sadhana, they did austerities, they also chanted japa, and they did so many things. But the Brajabhasis in Krishna's time, they did not do austerities and tapasya, they did not study the shastra, they did not chant on the mala. They are already eternal associates with the Lord who have come, and the same pastimes that go on in that Goloka Vrindavan were going on here. But Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and the others came to show us how to perfect our sadhana. so that we can become perfectly Krishna conscious. So then we follow in the footsteps of these Goswamis. So when Rupa Goswami says that we must follow that Anuragi Jananugami, then we should understand Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami to be these examples. And in modern times we have Srila Prabhupada, who is our local example in this time and situation. So we can follow in his footsteps. So like this one should spend one's time and energy. And one has to see everything in our life as connected to Lord Krishna. In a devotee's life, everything is meant for Krishna's service. So as students, your studies are also meant for Krishna's service. Don't see it simply as a means for self-gratification. Don't see it simply as a means to make material advancement, to get name and fame and money and prestige and so on. See it as a means by which you can serve Krishna better. If you have this qualification and people are going to respect you, then become so nicely Krishna conscious that because of that respect they will accept whatever message you give. So you have a very great responsibility to become very, very perfectly Krishna conscious. Set an example and then preach to everyone, to your fellow students, to your relatives, friends, everyone. What is the time now?
5:10.
5:10. So this is Rupa Goswami's good instruction for us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Bharata Bhumi Se Janma Haila Jaya Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Paropakar. Now especially being born in India, there is a great responsibility that we have to make our life perfect and help to make other people's life perfect. So this is the way we should spend our time, and if you do that, then Maya has no place to enter. Then Maya is defeated. So we should take shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Daivihi Isha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Maam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. He is saying that the three modes of material nature which constitute Maya are impossible to cross over. But if one surrenders to me, Krishna says, then it becomes easy to cross. So how does one surrender to Krishna? By surrendering to the process of devotional service. Because there is no difference between bhakti and Krishna. So when you take shelter of bhakti, then automatically you obtain Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that Srimati Radharani is the original personification of bhakti. So taking to bhakti means we are taking shelter of Srimati Radharani. So when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with us, then Krishna is automatically pleased. Krishna cannot refuse. Just like there may be a great king who is very feared by his enemies, very powerful, great warrior, very strict, and everybody is afraid to come in front of him. But when the king comes home, then he has to listen to his wife. Isn't it? To the queen. Everybody is afraid of the king. But the king is afraid of the queen. Therefore, Krishna, everybody is afraid of Krishna. Except his pure devotees who love him. But Krishna is afraid of Srimati Radharani's anger. Even Mother Yashoda's anger, what to speak of Srimati Radharani. You all heard of the Damodar pastime, right? Mother Yashoda ran after Krishna with a stick, and Krishna was running, he was completely scared. So this is the power of bhakti, that no other thing can control the all-powerful Krishna. One of the six opulences of Krishna is that he has complete, perfect power and strength. Can there be anybody more powerful than God? By definition, there can be nobody, isn't it? But by Krishna's own will, he makes one thing more powerful than him. And what is that? Bhakti. So bhakti is more powerful than Krishna by Krishna's own arrangement. So one who becomes a devotee actually becomes more powerful than Krishna. Prabhupada says that there are many foolish people who follow the Mayavad philosophy because they want to become God. But actually they can never become God. It is impossible. But the devotees are so intelligent that by becoming Krishna's servant, they actually become his master. Of course, the devotees do not serve Krishna with that calculation, with that idea, that okay, I cannot become equal to Krishna by following Mayavad philosophy, so let me become greater than Krishna by becoming a devotee. No, they don't think like that. But Krishna is so grateful to his devotees for their sacrifice and for their love for him, that he becomes subordinate to his devotees. He becomes indebted to them. And he becomes controlled by his devotees. Aham bhakta paradhino na svatantra hi ivadvija. Lord Narayan tells Durvasa Muni that my dear Brahmana, Dvija, I am completely subordinate to my devotees and I am completely not independent. I have no independence, although Krishna by definition is supreme independent. But still, in the face of bhakti, he becomes dependent on his devotee. Just like in Vrindavan, Krishna is dependent on Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He is dependent on his friends, he is dependent on the gopis. That is the power of bhakti. So in the process of bhakti, one automatically captures Krishna. One conquers the unconquerable. He who can never be conquered is conquered by this process. You cannot conquer Krishna by military might, by intellectual power, by money, by duty. You cannot conquer Krishna by debate, discussion, by any material means. You can only conquer him by the process of your devotion. So this is bhakti. So when you perform bhakti, then automatically Krishna becomes controlled. The nectar of devotion of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu talks about the six characteristics of bhakti. And the last of the six characteristics is Shri Krishna Akarshani. That bhakti can attract Krishna. It is the only thing that can attract Krishna. Nothing else attracts Krishna. Even our austerity cannot attract Krishna. There are many great tapasvis, yogis, vairagis, who did so much austerity, so much tapasya, but that cannot attract Krishna. There are so many learned scholars, they could not attract Krishna. But the simple village people of Vrindavan 5,000 years ago could attract Krishna. And they could control Krishna. This is because they had pure love for him, bhakti. So the process of bhakti depends on hearing and chanting. Is the heart. The heart of bhakti is hearing and chanting about Krishna in a very faithful and loving mood. So if we are going to spend our time hearing and chanting about Krishna and rendering various forms of practical devotional service to Him, then our life will become successful. This is the essence of good instruction. All other instructions will be secondary to this. They also need to be done, but ultimately they are secondary to this highest instruction, which is the essence of all instruction. Some of the other instructions you may receive from various people is study hard, take care of your health, cross the road carefully, spend your money wisely. So many instructions may be there. But all these instructions, no doubt they are important and no doubt they should be followed. But still, what is the upadesha saram? What is the essence of all the instructions? Constantly hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, remember Krishna. And the easiest way to do that is to be in the association of devotees and hear and chant. When you're in the association of devotees, the difficult things become easy. When you are away from the association of devotees, then even chanting one mala becomes difficult, right? But when you are together, then everything is easy. So in Banaras, you must all try to be together in the sense that encourage each other in your Krishna consciousness. Come together regularly to chant your japa, to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, chant kirtan together, have some mangalarti together sometimes. So it is very necessary that all of you should come together regularly. The more you associate, the more you will advance. Very simple law of bhakti. Progress in bhakti is directly proportional to your association. You have to speak in your language. The more you associate with devotees, the more advancement you will make, the more faith and conviction you will develop, the more taste you will get in bhakti. So please associate regularly with each other, and in this way, if you stand united, then you will not succumb to the temptations of Maya. Prabhupada used to give the example that if you get one little stick, you put like this in your thigh and you break. But put 100 sticks together, then you cannot break it. The sticks is the same, but because the sticks are together, they will not break. So similarly, if you are alone, you can easily be conquered and broken by Maya. But if you are together in the association of devotees, then it cannot be so easily broken. And if one stick slips out, then you have to pull that stick back. So in this way you protect yourself, protect your soul. People are worried so much about protecting their body, protecting their wealth, protecting their beauty, protecting their health. But how many are concerned about protecting their soul? Most people don't even know what is a soul. So how will they protect it? But the most important duty of a human being is to protect his soul. That means to protect your spiritual life, your spiritual consciousness, that is your Krishna consciousness. So at any cost, you must protect your Krishna consciousness. Hear the philosophy, read Prabhupada's books, chant your japa nicely, do the kirtan with the devotees, associate with your fellow devotees in BHU and develop friendly relations, assist each other in your Krishna consciousness. Do practical seva, be absorbed, and in this way you can make your life perfect. Okay? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now there is another nice class that will come up. Mahanadi Maharaj will be talking of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we will end here. One or two questions. What is the time?
5:20.
Okay. One or two questions. So all of you should remember this verse now. Tannam rupa charitadi sukirtananu smritya kramena rasana manasi niyodhya तिष्ठन् भजे तदनुराग जनानुगामी कालम नये दखिलमित्ति पदेश सारम. नेक्स्ट लेवल इंस्ट्रक्शन यू गो बैक एंड सी एंड यू मेमोराइज दिस वर्ड. दैट इज योर होमवर्क. ओके यस क्वेश्चन.
Sometimes when we hear today also it's two classes there, then we feel very much enthusiastic, you know, I should give up all the things and we should start now only. But after some time battery gets discharged completely.
So you use so many electronic instruments. So the battery gets discharged. Then what do you do?
Here in charge.
Do you wait till it is completely discharged and you can't use it anymore? Then? Yes, so you are regularly recharging. So also if you regularly charge yourself, then you won't get discharged. What is the charging process?
Hearing
and chanting. Charge yourself by this process. Mm. And you will not get discharged. Mm. Actually what you should do is, if you want to increase your charge, you charge others. Then automatically the charge increases. They don't teach you this. This is some reverse Coulomb law. When one electrified object touches and it gets discharged, it flows with electricity into the other. But here, when you charge somebody else, you get more charge. So conservation of electricity, electric energy doesn't work here. Because his charge increases, your charge also increases. Conservation is there, but it is incoming because it is coming from Krishna and Radha. So when you preach, then you get more inspired. And you get charged.
You told that we should protect our spiritual consciousness. What often happens is that we chain voice together, but then some offenses due to some like disturbances from like the material friendship or something. Some offenses result, and then it's like, you know, whatever you do, you do not get recharged.
That is natural. When you are staying in a group of people, there will always be something. You like square, he likes round, he likes hexagon, you like pentagon. What to do? We all are different people, we all have different tastes. Hmm? So we have to learn to live together nicely, keeping Krishna in the center and not worrying about these little differences. Differences have to be there, they must be there, because we are all unique individuals with our own taste and own thinking. Hmm? Okay. So despite, not just despite the differences, in spite of the differences, one should continue keeping Krishna in the center. If you keep Krishna in the center and be Krishna conscious, then these differences will add to the beauty of the process. Hmm? Imagine if there are some devotees who don't like to cook, what will be the condition? If there are some devotees who don't like to do kirtan, not everybody likes to cook. Some devotees like kirtan, some devotees like this, some devotees like that. So the variety makes everything complete. Hmm? Then there is completeness, because everybody has different tastes, and then it becomes a nice thing, gift to offer to Krishna. Hmm? Somebody soft, somebody strong, somebody tall, somebody short, all varieties Krishna you offer. Okay? So I hope you all have enjoyed your stay in Vrindavan. You are all leaving tomorrow, isn't it? Hmm? But only your body can leave. Consciousness? Leave it here. Okay. So you are very lucky now. You have devotees who are coming there to give you so much association from Vrindavan. As with Acharya Prabhu and then Akshay Gauranga Prabhu is also going, no? With you? And then this time, who else? Shyamhari Prabhu went?
Yeah, sometime.
He event also, the regular devotees are coming, take full advantage of it. Okay? And time to time you can all come here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
So we'd like to thank Shri Devamitra. Although his schedule is very busy, but still he wanted to meet all of you. So somehow or other he squeezed out time and gave his wonderful association and guidelines for us.